again, and that which we have always taken for granted may no longer be. I refer, of course, to the lowly rutabaga. Experts predict that within this century, the rutabaga will disappear from the national diet.
No.
And why, you ask?
Why?
Consumer disinterest, apathy, and in some cases, believe it or not, open contempt.
No!
How have we arrived at this pretty pass?
Tell us, Lester!
Listen all this week for my five-part gloves-off, no-holes-barred commentary, Rutabaga, the Vanishing Vegetable.
Say hallelujah, brother, I believe.
Hallelujah! Now the Johnny Fever radio broadcast.
Amen, and thank you, Lester Nessman, patron saint of the perpetually strange, here on WKRP. Now that you got all us vegetable worshippers whipped into a frenzy, let's take a little ride, shall we? This one goes out to a special little tomato that's dear to the doctor's heart.
Les, you're supposed to clear these little surprise documentaries with me first, remember?
Then they wouldn't be surprises, would they?
Now, he's really on to something this time, Travis.
You know that they are clubbing baby rutabagas for their skins.
This is serious, John.
That's debatable, Les. Les, your stories always seem to have kind of a
barnyard aroma?
Yeah. You never seem to do any people stories, Les.
Like what?
Like this.
What's this?
That's the number for the Northside Children's Clinic. They got some sort of money crisis down there.
Well, so what?
Well, so I want you to do a story on that.
Oh, give me a break.
Yes. It's a chance to do something nice. It'll keep us looking good during the rating period, and it'll make a poor little old lady very happy. This is a pet project of Mother Carlson.
Andy.
Lester, I know it's hard to believe she's more interested in sick kids than rutabagas. But it is her station, so let's make her happy. Who knows? Maybe she'll put some walls up for your office.
I'll find a way to work it in.
What a guy. John, play the hits.
You know, I like to eat those things raw with a little salt.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, from town to town, up and down. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, Venus, would you help me with this, please?
What is it?
It's my convention kit checklist. Here, just read that off.
Yeah. Joy buzzer?
Right.
Joy buzzer? Tie that lights up.
Gotcha. Tie that lights up, huh?
Duck call. Whoopee cushion.
Perfect cushion. Where's the whoopee cushion? Uh-oh.
Well, you still got enough time to pick up one on the way to the bus station.
All right, I need a ride.
Okay, I'll tell Jennifer to call your cab.
Thanks. You little devil. Well, all reservoir, Nessman.
Oh, bye, Herb.
Ah! But I tell you what, I'll be thinking of you poor working stiffs while I'm whooping it up in Akron, okay? No. Oh! What is that?
I think whooping is against the law in Akron. That was a joke. Something wrong, Les?
I'm working on something really important now. It's going to be this year's entry for the Buckeye News Hawk Awards competition. And Andy wants me on some depressing hospital story.
Oh, well, I'll do it.
You're not ready for field reporting.
Who's not ready?
I just meant it's a pretty dull story, that's all.
There are no dull stories, only dull reporters.
Well, that's true. Tell you what, Bailey. Why don't you write something up and I'll look it over. If it's good enough, maybe I'll let you do it on the air.
Good enough? Well, this'll be the best darn story you ever saw.
We'll see.
So, why are you here?
I would like to find out everything I can about your operation.
You would?
Yes. Then I will be able to write my story and solve your problem.
We have 12 wards full of sick and damaged children and barely enough money to care for them. There's your story. Go solve our problem.
Contributions are down.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought people always gave money to crippled children.
Oh, well, they did. But now they waste it on frivolous stuff like food, clothes, rent.
More goodies, Edna.
Thanks so much. It's tough all over, you know.
Yes, I know. But I think my story will make more people aware of the problem.
Honey, excuse me. But there is nothing your station can do that's going to bring the kind of money that we need.
Well, I don't see why you can't.
We need a research lab. We need hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment. We need somebody to answer the phone. We need to be able to do the kind of work here that's really going to help these kids and not just put Band-Aids on them.
Yes, but a story on the radio can really help.
Excuse me, but we have had umpteen stories written about us.
Do you think one more will hurt?
No, I just don't believe it will help.
Well, I do.
You do you?
Yes.
Because if it won't, I really don't have time.
Trust me.
Oh, what the hell? Come on, I'll show you around. Hold my calls. Have you ever been to a children's hospital before?
Mm-mm. Bailey, how about lunch?
Hmm?
You know, lunch. It's that light meal people eat around noon. How about it?
How about what?
Maybe I'll go see what Andy's doing.
Jennifer, have you had lunch?
No.
Well, how about it? I need more time with this story anyway.
Good idea.
Jennifer, I went to Northside Children's Clinic today, and you will not believe what I saw.
Oh,
I went. Hi. I took a tour of the ward.
In 1927. And finally, there's the story of Floyd Lattimore of Terre Haute, Indiana. In 1939, grew a rutabaga that looked exactly like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In my 4 p.m. report, I'll examine the root causes.
Rutabaga.
Hello, Andy.
I thought we agreed not to mention vegetables on your newscast, Les, until after you did the hospital story.
Well, as a matter of fact,
I told you this was important to Mother Carlson. That makes it important to me, Les. So you will not mention rutabagas on this station till after you've done the other story. Got it?
But I promised my fans that at 4 o'clock
I'll... All right. Hospital at 2, rutabagas at 4. Deal?
Well...
A nice set of walls sure would look good in here, Les.
Deal. Andy...
was something I'll not soon forget. Everywhere I looked were young faces filled with promise that will not be realized, dreams that will never come true. But the event that summed up the experience for this reporter came as I was about to leave. I felt a tug on my skirt.
at my shirt and looked down into the face of a little boy named Bobby.
He's 10 years old and unable to speak. But he reached up and he handed me a picture he had drawn. A crude rendering of a flower.
Oh, Jennifer, that was sensational. Lithuanian food always is. Would you turn him down for me?
Sure. For in this primitive drawing, Bobby had managed to convey a sense of the true beauty that dwells within his soul.
Oh, my God.
Speaking as someone who someday hopes to bear children. To bear children on my shoulders. Men do that, you know. I would like to say that I'll never forget little Bobby. And I'll cherish his flower always. This is Les Nessman reporting.
You mean Les stole your story?
Word for word.
Well, I'm going right back there right now and tell him exactly what I think of that.
No, don't do that.
You're right. You should do that. Boy.
I'm not going to tell him. And Jennifer, I wish you wouldn't say anything.
Bailey, you have to stand up for what's yours.
The story's a fake. What? I made it up. There's no picture, no flower, and no...
Bobby.
Right.
Oh, Bailey, we could lose our license over this.
I know.
They want to run our hospital story in tomorrow morning's feature section.
Verbatim?
All except the part about less bearing children.
Dog, we're finally going to get this thing on the map in this town.
Oh, but did you tell Les?
Well, no, I thought I'd better tell you first.
You know, this could be just the public service campaign thing we need to tie the station into. This could be very, very big.
Oh, yeah.
Or not.
Well, why not?
Well, we might just be exploiting that little boy.
Oh, no. Oh, heck no. Best thing that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
We can get him up here and then we'd take some pictures of him.
Right underneath the call letters.
Heck, we'd probably even take him out to lunch.
I have something to tell you. However, I promised that I wouldn't, so I guess I shouldn't, even though I should.
That was a rotten thing to do, Les. That was my story.
I never said you could do it on the air.
Yes, you did, if it was good enough, remember?
Well, it needed work.
Hogwash. You didn't change a comma.
Boy, Les. Hey, we got some good news for you. Les, your story about little Bobby is going to appear in tomorrow's Cincinnati Inquirer.
And it's going to read by Les Nessman, news director, WKRP Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that terrific, Bailey?
Congratulations, Les.
You know, Bailey helped me with some of the basic research. Perhaps I should share the byline with her.
Well, that's very nice of you, Lester.
No. That's okay. I didn't do all that much.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Did.
Now, listen, both of you, play nice now, kid.
Look, I got to call Mom back. Let her know what's happening here. Oh, boy.
You know, Bailey, if you did have something to do with this, you should take part of the credit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her?
Perhaps she's not ready for the limelight.
Well, I'll talk with her about it.
No. That's all right. I'm the news director. I know how to handle my reporters.
All right, then you do it, Les. And once again, thanks a lot. Hey, super job.
Believe me, Andy, it was nothing. Bailey.
You shouldn't have done it, Les.
It's just that Travis had me up against the wall. When someone mentions walls, I guess I go a little crazy.
I mean, you really shouldn't have done it, Les.
Well, I've never done it before, and I promise I'll never do it again. But now the newspaper's involved. Do you know how long I've been trying to get something into print?
Oh, you can't let them run that story, Les.
Look, I'll tell Andy the truth as soon as the story runs.
But you don't know the truth. Do you want to hear it?
No. What I really want is Bobby's flower picture.
What?
That picture he drew for you. It would make a great companion piece for the article.
Well, you can't have it, Les.
I said I'd share the byline with you, and I will.
I don't have it.
Okay, what do you want? The sky's the limit.
Nothing.
I'll give you $10.
Les.
$13.50.
Les. The story is a lie.
Kidding. Mrs. Kidding. Darn it all. I never know when you people are trying to kid me. This isn't kidding.
Oh, my.
Well, I was going to rewrite it. I think.
You think?
Well, I'm pretty sure I would have. If he hadn't stolen it.
Objection? One does not steal what is on one's desk.
Les.
Did you, or did you not, knowingly commit falsehoods to paper?
I did.
There you have it. The journalistic integrity of my news department has been compromised.
You know, Les, while we're on the subject of journalistic integrity, I want you to go to your desk, get out your dictionary, and look up the word plagiarism.
All right.
And as for you, young lady, do you have any idea how serious this is? How serious is it?
Well, I think it can be straightened out if you'll just give Bailey and myself a few moments alone.
All right. Just make it quick.
Sir, in here.
I'll be right outside, you know, if you need me.
Accepting for the moment the idea that you think you wouldn't have run that story.
That is the truth.
Well, then why did you even write it that way?
Because I didn't know any other way.
There must have been a dozen ways to write it. Why didn't you use a real kid?
I went down there expecting to see little kids with high temperatures and casts on their arms.
And?
I saw a 4-year-old burn victim. I saw a 6-year-old girl with leukemia. I saw a little boy who was allergic to his own skin.
Oh, really?
I couldn't pick out just one, and I couldn't begin to describe them all, so I just put them all into... Bobby.
I see.
The only thing I really made up was that stupid flower picture.
It was a nice touch, though, Bailey.
Plagiarism. An act or instance of plagiarizing. Something plagiarized.
So, do you want my 2 weeks' notice or do I leave now?
Oh, come on. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it seems to me that something like this came up at the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a woman made up a story about an 8-year-old junkie.
Right. And I believe the woman was fired for
it. Yes.
They had to fire her. Les said it. Journalistic integrity. You
Bailey.
Don't understand. If the people don't get the
Bailey. Here, take it. Sit down over here a second, will you? I don't know how to break this to you, but this is not the Washington Post.
So?
So there's Washington Post integrity, there's WKRP integrity.
Well, I don't see the difference.
The difference is we have our own brand of the stuff around here. This is the station that has employed Herb Tarlick for the last 16 years. Don't talk to me about integrity.
But I want our news to have real weight to it.
So do I, but we have Captain Rutabaga here for a news director. Let's not just go off the deep end, Bailey.
But
you screwed up. Around here, that makes you normal.
So, what do we do about the license?
We keep our mouths shut, and we never mention it again.
And the newspaper?
I'll take care of that.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Absolute.
Okay.
Bailey?
Hmm?
You ever do that again, you'll be the best-looking reporter on the unemployment line.
Right. Best looking?
Travis, what did you do to Nessman?
Huh? Nothing. Why?
Well, he came in this morning. He said he was through with vegetable stories forever.
Oh, fantastic.
The blood of the rutabaga is on your hands, pal.
Good morning.
Oh, Bailey, did you see it?
See what?
Your byline.
I thought you said you took care of it.
I did. I wrote that little prologue right there.
The following article by WKRP reporter Bailey Quarters describes her thoughts and feelings after touring Northside Children's Clinic. The character of Bobby is actually a composite of all the children Miss Quarters met that day. And they still wanted to run it?
Yep.
Oh. Bailey!
Edna! Everybody, this is Edna Perkins from Northside.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to thank you for the story. We loved it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that part about the flower.
Sorry? That flower picture was worth 6,000 contributions this morning.
Well, I didn't even get one.
No, you got about 87 of them right here. Yeah, I taped the show when it ran, and then I visited the wards and played it for the kids. So they wanted to do these for you.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh, they also sent some for the funny man who read your story.
That would be Les.
Yeah, speaking of Les, does anyone have any idea how he's taken the article?
I'll bet he's suicidal.
Not really. When he came in the booth a few minutes ago, he said we should watch for his byline tomorrow.
It's difficult to describe the feelings this reporter had as he walked through the pens. But I felt a tug on my pant leg. And I looked down into the face of Harold, a little razorback hog, blind since birth.